We spent much time on thoughts and imaginations. We found nowhere in the Bible where thoughts and imaginations were good, unless somebody else did an independent search. So the whole mystery of God is dependent on you abandoning yourself. Otherwise, it's as though you're just another Gentile that put Christ's name on you. Deny yourself, abandon yourself, take no thought for yourself. And to me, this is cemented. And it was part and parcel of the conversion experience. I could never again do anything to benefit myself. If I could never benefit myself, I couldn't think about myself. And that's why I studied so hard, to try to find out and prove that was wrong, but it wasn't. But unless you can prove that it's wrong, and you're a sincere disciple, then for you to continue to insist on your own way, or continue taking thought for your life, then you're just a joke. You're a cosmic joke. Well, you're doing it, Gary. You're musing.
I'm doing it big time. All right, you abandon yourself. This is the dilemma of faith, it seems, that you abandon yourself to what? That's the question.
Well, here, the whole point, abandonment, is of repentance.
Turning from to what?
Not to anything. Abandoning.
Right.
And unless you know that Jesus Christ is in you, you can't repent.
Nor would you even care to, I'm sure.
Well, that's why this is the rarest doctrine in the world.
Yeah, and that's so completely opposed to everything that man is. Because he wants control, he wants to know where he's going, what's going to happen if I do this. It's the coolest thing ever, really, because it does deny all of your basic impulses.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the only time in the Bible that I'm aware of, at least in the New Testament, where you are told to examine yourself. Now listen carefully. Verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. If you do not know, now we're not talking about the Spirit of Christ or some other New Age crap. We're talking about Jesus Christ in you. Unless you know that Jesus Christ is in you, you are a reprobate. And by definition, a reprobate is one incapable of repentance. They are so consumed with themselves that they cannot possibly turn away and leave all of their self behind. So that's why the whole emphasis on what our doctrine is this mystery of Christ in you, that he was shed in all flesh, and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't know that, then you're in the wrong place. Because that's the fundamental issue of everything that I teach and everything that we believe. That he does not need your help. What?
That's the point of the pencil, where the lead meets the paper, so to speak.
Everything else is just commentary.
Well, those two worlds are, the one is you have confidence in yourself, your abilities, your training, the law you've learned, how things work, and that's where your confidence and
that's mamma.
Trust is placed. Yeah, mamma. And then to know that Jesus Christ is in you, once you know that, then repentance should be no trick. It was,
unless you think your thoughts are sweet.
Well, actually they are.
There we go.
Why else would I entertain them? No, that's...
Because they're mentally ill. It's like, why do some people play with their dung? It's because they're mentally ill. There we go. You what?
I was a plumber.
He was a plumber. Oh. We don't want to hear about it.
Chiz is awake now.
So you're playing in other people's dung. All right, listen again. There's in one verse.
I knew there was some spiritual significance of this weekend. That's it.
That was your mind.
That makes you.
No, that was reality.
No, that was your mind. It was more real than that crap you were playing in.
That's a good point. I'm not gonna do that anymore.
I'm gonna stop that.
I'm
the call plumber.
Yeah. I'm gonna call a professional. All right, listen. How many times it says this same phrase? Examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own selves. Examine, prove, know. Examine, prove, know. Your own self. How that Jesus Christ is in you. Now, how do you get in there? Because you accepted him as your personal savior? No, that's not in the Bible. Because you made a decision for Christ? No, because that's not in the Bible. That was the cosmic. That's how Christ was preached to all flesh. The gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven already. That's what the Bible says. But it was preached by God. And the person of the Holy Spirit implanting this mystery of Christ in every man. The seed, the sperma of God. Who would have thunk it? Let's look at a scripture we haven't looked at for a long time. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. I'm corresponding with this woman that listens somewhere, I don't know even where she lives, but she, for years, she's listened to the Bible studies, and she got half of it. But then, just about a week ago, she was listening in her own schedule, and she finally saw him. My God, Christ is in me. I mean, and it transformed everything. She was bitter about her job, about her husband, about her kids. She was bitter about her family and her sister. She was bitter about her own experience. And in one split second, the resurrection of Christ informed every aspect of her life. And now there's only joy. Now, if that hasn't happened to you, then don't give rest to your head or sleep to your eyes until you know the habitation the place of this Holy One, if you don't know that he's in you, man, don't do anything else. Stop everything until you know and find that out for certain. How do you know? There's only one way you can know that you know that you know. And that's when an issue arises, you have to wait on him. It could mean your very existence. It could mean, like in my case, I didn't have any money, I wasn't able to eat. If he didn't provide, I would die. No, it didn't always have to be that dramatic, but somehow it has to be made manifest that you know that you know that you know inside you. Otherwise, you're just going to live your life, come to Bible study, and you walk out and you just go, you're just a regular Gentile. You might be working for the foundation or you may be doing something, but you just really are just another Gentile. Still looking for the praise of men. Still wanting the things and esteem the same things that they esteem. Still fear the same things they fear. There has to be a sea change in your life so that it's not even your life anymore. You're not the subject of your sentence. First John 4. Of your thoughts, your whatever your sentence is. You're not the subject. 1 John 4. Beloved, try the spirits. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits whether they are of God. Now listen carefully. You can spend your entire life thinking that your thoughts are of God. As I said before, if you believe that, there's a whole bunch of charismatic churches you can go to. And you can be sure that blah, blah, blah. But you have to test them. You have to test every thought to see whether it is of God. That's what a spirit is. You understand? A spirit, not that we're talking about ooey, ooey, ooey spirits. A spirit is anything that's incorporeal, that doesn't have a body. So a word is a spirit. Your thought is a spirit because it doesn't have a body. So test the spirits. Test everything that comes into your mind. Test everything that you hear. Now here's the test. Try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone on into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. The instead of Christ and all men will confess that Christ came and he will come again. That's as easy as pie because it doesn't require you to die. Has nothing to do with truth. That's some idiotic hope. But truth says Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Not did come or will come, but he is. And if you don't see that that revolutionizes everything, that means we're in the final days. We are in the last day. We have been in the night of the last day for 2,000 years. The day is far spent. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Every writer of the New Testament thought the end would come in their lifetime. What, they have less revelation than these idiots now? No, it was God's long suffering and our idiocy and our rebellion that kept him from the. But I promise you, because this test is getting more and more subtle, we're near the final cosmetic of the bride, and that's the only thing that should matter in your life. Nothing else. What? You went a little side trip there.
I want to say should. I examine it should matter in my life, but I think that is the only thing that matters. I do a lot of stuff, but that's the only thing that matters.
That's the only, again, what I talked about is that if that informs everything else, but if it's just an afterthought periodically, see if you can say, if he is come in the flesh, then everything is finished. If you knew anything about Messiah, there's nothing left to do. Everything is perfect. You've been perfected by one offering. You own all things. You never again have to be out of the rest. Your life should be in joy and peace. Unless you're, like to play in the crap again. Like,
yeah,
certain of
us. I played in shit all weekend trying to fix that damn plumbing, and it was bad. Worst I've ever seen in my life.
And it was in your house.
In my house, and I knew what people had for breakfast. I mean, it was big time. I'll not go any further. I wish I was too much. But the fact is, I failed at the end. I couldn't fix it. I played in it all weekend, and I absolutely failed.
Had to.
And yeah, and so it's like it's so poignant in this context, hearing this stuff. There ain't no cheese on that tunnel.
So to speak.
Anyway, I knew God was trying to get a message to my hard heart.
Oh, yeah.
And it took that much to penetrate.
Did Judy let you back in the house?
With stipulations.
After she goes to bed,
knocking in without taking my shoes off.
Well,
in a way, that was a form of suffering, really.
Well, it was a form of it was revelation.
Revelation.
Yeah, because I'll tell you the truth, it wasn't.
You tried your best and you thought it out. And
yeah, I did. I bought stuff and rebought
stuff.
And bought some more stuff.
Bought some more stuff to fix the problem. And
out of the eyes, and it's still stuck.
But it was like you say, too, like whether you're cleaning a toilet or preaching to a crowd of 1,000 or a million, whatever, it's no different. It wasn't any different than anything else. It was there. It had to be done. I didn't mind doing it either.
Right. And there's no special place, and there's no special audience.
Yeah.
Everything is equal.
Yeah.
No more ranking.
And it's weird when that's happening. I mean, it's one thing to hear about it and say, yeah, that'd be cool if it were real. But it was real. I better watch my time.
Was that your response to everything I preach? That sounds pretty cool if that were real.
Well, let me say, yesterday it became real. It was manifest.
You know, that's why we do so many strange things, like we celebrate all the feasts, and because it gives us a tactile. Well, we do the thing with the pomegranate and on the Feast of Tabernacles,
right,
to throw it. It's because it's a physicality. It gives us a context, and it gives us touch and sight and smell and sense of what these scriptures say. And that's the important. This is the part of what happens when the word becomes flesh in you. So it isn't anything separate from you. There's not, you don't quote scripture. You are scripture. You don't quote the word of God. He's your life.
Right.
I want to show you something. Go to 1 John. We were there. But go to 1 John chapter 1. You know who this John is, right? This isn't John the Baptist. This is the young disciple. The youngest. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. When I first read that, I knew, because I had seen, I had handled, I was there. This wasn't history. And then what started to get really strange, and then I started to see, my God, I was there at the beginning. I was Cain that slew Abel. I was Nimrod that chased Esau. I was Herod. I was Pilate. I was every bad thing to this mystery of Christ. How can I not be the chief of sinners? Then the scriptures from Genesis to the end come alive, because you know you're not just reading a book. Then you find out, my God, there's not one should or ought to in the scriptures. There's a description of two separate environments, either time and space, which is the world, the Gentiles, what we can sense and see, or eternity, which the scriptures say is our only home. It's our place of birth. But if we live our life as a Gentile in the world, then it has no merit. God doesn't even see it. He cannot behold iniquity. Do you understand that? And we are, after the flesh, we are iniquity. That's what it means. That's what iniquity is. It's self-seeking. That's what you're cursed to do. You don't do sin, you are sin. Oh, but God is using. No, he's not. That's a lie. And then life becomes rather simple. Amen. I don't even know what we studied this morning. Did we study? Chiz, any questions? Any response? Are you really thinking you're going to learn something by writing all those notes and stuff?
I'm not sure.
Well, you'll see. The only reason that she writes notes is because they're little keys on the website. You know what this Bible study is about. But and I don't care whether you write notes or not. It's not my business. But I promise you that everything in here is not about learning anything. It's about coming to the end of self and the idea that you can learn anything. But if taking notes for a while is necessary for that to happen, that's fine. You can't memorize this. You have to live it.
I want to pick up a collection for Chiz and get him a bigger print.
I think we ought to take a complexion and get him a comb, too.
That's the newest look.
All right, stop picking on Chiswick. Or maybe it's start picking on Chiswick.
It's our only opportunity, right?
Who would ever pick on anybody around here? Shut up, Sue. Take it, big guy.
Are you going straight away?
Yeah, let's have a meeting.